KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports this morning here on KJN Sports This Morning at 7 o'clock is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, Cyclone fans like myself have a lot to be happy about here this morning. As you can tell, my voice not really up to par here this morning after last night. But Iowa State came back from a 24-7 third quarter deficit to shock second-ranked Oklahoma State 37-31 in double overtime last night at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. The Cowboys came into the game averaging 52 points a game, but were held to just half of that in regulation by the Cyclone defense, which also came up with a big interception in the second overtime. Coach Paul Rhodes showed up for his post-game interview with a hard hat bearing the Cyclone logo.
We've got a blue-collar football team. I got a group of young men that put their hard hats on every day and just continue to go to work. Couldn't be prouder of the effort that they put forth tonight. It was a complete team effort. That's what we needed for victory, and that's what we gave.
Rhodes was asked if this was victory ranked as his best as a Cyclone coach.
We needed six to get to a bowl game. This was number six. They're all fantastic. This was really neat because it's another historic victory for Iowa State. First time ever an Iowa State team has beat a team in the top six. I believe these folks were number two in the country. We did it at home. We've had some quote-unquote signature wins, I guess, in the 3 years that we've been here. This one took place at home.
Iowa State scored on its first play of the first overtime, and then Oklahoma State answered with the score. Taron Benton picked off Brandon Whedon's pass on the first play of the second overtime, and then Rhodes chose three straight runs with Jeff Woody, and he scored on the third one from 4 yards out for the victory.
I'll be honest, I didn't want to kick a field goal. We hadn't been getting the ball up very well. We'd missed a field goal that was a makeable field goal at the start of the game. They were bringing great pressure and getting some penetration. So I didn't want to kick a field goal if we didn't have to. And the way we ran the ball with such power just emphasized that for me to try to finish the drive out, and Jeff and the offense did that.
The Cowboys were lining up for a shot at the national title, and the Cyclones were a double-digit underdog, but Rhodes says he felt all along that things had set up for a possible upset with some breaks. And Rhodes said that the mistakes the Cowboys made were at an all-time high in this game, and part of it was his team not playing their best, but part of it was his team playing well, and then it was what they needed to win. Sophomore running back Jeff Woody of Southeast Polk was swarmed by fans rushing the field after he scored the winning points.
When I was going, I couldn't really piece it together because it's just another play. But once you get in the end zone, you realize the significance of what happened.
Woody says the offense and his run only finished what the defense started in that football game. And Woody says beating an unbeaten nationally ranked team was just one part of what this game was all about.
Senior night, Friday night, ESPN, no only show in town, never beat a top five team in Iowa State's history. Win number six goes bowling. We have ESPN's online blog gave us a 12% chance of making a bowl. So all those factors combined together, it combines in the perfect storm of just finding a way to win and prove that we are a good team once again.
And once again, the Cyclones pick up that double overtime victory and shake up the BCS. Not only a big game in Ames last night, but some big games up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls yesterday as three state championships were played. And the first one was the early contest of the eight-man game between Fremont Mills and Murray. And Fremont Mills absolutely overwhelmed Murray in that championship game with an 81-0 victory. Nate Meyer carried 12 times for 218 yards and 5 touchdowns to help the Knights jump out to a 61-0 halftime lead. The Knights rushed 26 times for 352 yards as a team, a 13.5-yard per average per carry. Fremont Mills also picked off 5 Murray passes, returning 3 of those for touchdowns, 2 of those by Logan Wood. Murray struggled offensively, rushing 35 times for just 35 yards. The Knights finished the season 13-0 in that state championship, while Murray finished the season at 12-2. Nate Meyer was picked as the MVP of that 8-man championship. Also in Class A, top-ranked Lisbon won the first state football title in school history with a 14-12 victory over number 2 West Hancock in the Class A final at the Unidome. Lisbon ended the championship season with a perfect 14-0 mark in its first appearance in the final. Lisbon trailed West Hancock late in the third quarter, but quarterback Ben Nakey tied the score at 12-12 with a one-yard touchdown run. The Lions took a 14-12 lead when Nakey connected a two-point conversion pass to Seth Hall. West Hancock did march down the field to the Lisbon 5-yard line, but the drive ended on a 4th-and-5 when quarterback Eric Cox's pass was intercepted in the end zone by Lisbon Skyler Ellibach to seal the victory there for Lisbon. And the 4A championship last night, West Des Moines Valley topped Bettendorf by a score of 17-14 to win the 4A state football championship. Bettendorf edged out Valley in total yardage, 227-223, but Trey Lewis's 69 yards rushing and Tyus Mason's 2 touchdown runs were enough to lead Valley to the victory. Bettendorf's Nick Heimendinger threw for 163 yards and a touchdown in the loss. And there is some games on the slate here today in championship action as well. And the first one will get underway at 10:05 here this morning, and that's the Class 1A state title game as a team from here in the area, Council Bluffs St. Albert, will bring their 13-0 record to take on St. Ansgar today in that 1A championship. And then at 1:05 this afternoon, the 2A championship will kick off between undefeated Iowa City Regina and undefeated Spirit Lake. And the 3A championship will kick off at 4:05 tonight as 11-2 Union will take on 11-2 Decorah. And also in some other sporting news here for you this morning. In football action here today, we'll have some more college football coming your way here on the radio today as the Iowa Hawkeyes will go on the road and try to pick up a victory as they take on Purdue today. 9 o'clock is the pregame start time. They'll kick things off at 11 o'clock in that ball game here coming up later on this morning as Gary Dolphin and Podolak and the crew will have the call here for you. Of course, lots of other college football action going on around the country as well here today. And also a note for you from college basketball as the Drake Bulldogs were behind 16 points from D'Andreas Nelson, including a big three-pointer down the stretch. Mississippi overcame poor free-throw shooting to beat Drake 63-59 in the Paradise Jam on Friday. Ole Miss was 18 of 38 from the free-throw line in a sloppy game in which the teams combined for 43 turnovers, 23 of them by the Bulldogs. Drake's Ben Simons answered late in the game with a three-pointer before Ole Miss came back to take a 62-56 lead with an 8-0 run, which included Nelson's deep three-pointer from the left wing. Simons led Drake with 22 points. He was 7 of 14 from the field, including 4 of 8 from three-point range. And also in college basketball over this weekend, the Iowa State men will get back onto the hardwood on Sunday as they take on Western Carolina. And the Iowa Hawkeyes have a big game that we'll have on the radio for you on Sunday as they'll play at 3 o'clock in the afternoon over at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as they take on the Creighton Blue Jays. That's a look at some of the latest sports this morning here on KJN. You can find more on our website at KJN.com and click on the Sports tab. Sports this morning brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.